Let's sing that. Number 378 in our hardcovered books, our red ones. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. 378.
Thank you. take. My Savior goes before me, and with each winding path He leads away. And with each step I whisper, I adore Thee. Oh, what joy to walk with Him each day. Each step I take, I know that He will guide me to higher ground. He never leads me on until someday the last step will be taken. Each step I take just leads me closer home.
No, I didn't make that sign up. That's in the book somewhere. Praise God. But it is a lovely thought. Each step I take, my Savior goes before me. He doesn't just walk with us, but the Bible tells us He goes ahead of us. That's even better. It's good that it's both. He's with me, and He goes before me to prepare the way. And it's so good for us to ask the Lord, Lord, show me Your way. You'll find that when you go home from camp, you'll see that God has gone before you. You leave on Monday, Jesus left. Well, you can't really say it that way, can you? But He went before you. And you'll find that things that concerned you are taken care of. And there are other things that that we have to deal with, but we find that He has gone before to prepare the way. We will have to have faith for that. All the promises of God require us to have faith and believe Him. And so you ought to do that while you're up at camp. Lord, go before me. I want to see things differently when I get back home. And often we have the joy of seeing that while we were away seeking God here, God was still home, and He was working things out in a wonderful way. Sometimes He has to get us out of the way so He can have His way, and then we find that He always does a better job than we could do. And so let's look to God about that right now. Some of you have some real problems facing you at home, I'm sure. Real needs in the family, or maybe financial concerns, problems with the job or the boss. Well, the Lord knows all about those problems. We want to believe that God will take care of these things. Casting all your care upon Him, because He careth for you. So let's believe it, and let's commit everything to Him just now. Praise God. Heavenly Father. Lord, we're so thankful that we can be together again here in Your presence. And we thank You, Lord, that You are here and You are there. And Jesus, only You could do that. But Lord, we praise You tonight. We praise You because we're under Your constant care. We thank You, Lord, that You know what concerns each one of us here tonight, Lord. You know the burdens that we carry. You know even the fears that we deal with. But Lord Jesus, we thank You that You are able to undertake and to glorify Yourself in all of these matters. In these lives, Lord, that we're praying for, children, other loved ones, Lord, we believe that You're working in them. And Lord, as we give ourselves to You, we know that's the best thing that we can do, Lord. That's the best way that we can help them, is to give ourselves to You, Lord, and give ourselves to prayer, and let God work, and let God show us what He can do. And so, Lord, we pray that You will put faith into our hearts tonight over these things that trouble us. We want to commit them to You very definitely, and we want to believe that You are undertaking, even while we pray. And Lord, that You're working in hearts. Sometimes we don't see outwardly what's going on, but Lord, we know enough about Jesus to know that He's constantly looking for opportunities to reveal Himself, constantly speaking to hearts, constantly pouring out His love. And so, Lord, we just believe You tonight to cause Your work to go forward in every life. Oh, God, for this day, we pray that You will be glorified in what You accomplish. We pray, Lord, in those situations on the job and with finances and other concerns. Maybe there are some here tonight, Lord, that are in physical need. And Lord, we just pray that you will undertake and that you will show us your glory. We thank you that you're such a wonderful shepherd. We thank you that we're not alone, but in this world we have someone who cares for us and loves us with an everlasting love. And so, Jesus, we just commit everything to you. Help us to do that. Oh, God, we want to lay everything at your feet and just let you do your work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brother Edwin used to tell us about the man that used to, he talked about going to church, and someone was trying to illustrate this. He said, you know, we come to church, and he put a bundle of books on his shoulder. And he said, we go to the Lord, and we take every burden, and we lay it on the altar, and we say, Lord, here's this burden, and here's that burden, and here's this other concern, and we unload all of our burdens upon the Lord. And then before we leave church, we go back and we put them all back on our shoulder again and we take them home. Don't do that. Leave them at camp. There's a lot of room up here for all of your burdens. And Jesus, he takes our burdens. The burdens we could no longer bear. Jesus took my burden in answer to my prayer. Do you know that song? My anxious fears subsided. My spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burden and filled me with a song. That's it. Well, let's not just talk about it. Let's sing it. Got it, Lil? For Jesus took my burden I could no longer bear. Yes, Jesus took my burdens in answer to my prayer. My anxious fears subsided. My spirit was made strong. For Jesus took my burdens and filled me with a song. Let's sing, I Remember When My Burdens Rolled Away. That's something we can all sing together. It's here in the book. And it's number 452. While we sing, someone turn on the air conditioner, please. Oh, we don't have one. Okay. 452. Why don't you stand together while we sing? Praise God. 452. Yep. I remember when my burdens rolled away. Same time, but we'll work on that as we sing the chorus. I remember when my burdens rolled away. Thank you. I'm glad Brother Eddie isn't here to see me butcher this song. But why don't we sit down and sing the last verse? Some songs are just meant to be enjoyed. Don't worry about the notes. Here we go.
I've seen
time, and let's cast all of our burdens upon Jesus. Have you done that yet? It's not something that we just want to talk about, but we want to do it. And you know, you want to be able to say, Lord, what day is today? July 3rd, 2009. I gave that burden to Jesus. You know, the devil will try to remind you of your burdens. You'll keep bringing them up. But you know, it's good to be able to say, get behind me, Satan. I gave that burden to Jesus on July 3rd, 2009. I'm not taking it back. I'd rather it be in his hands than my hands. And you know, sometimes a very definite act of faith like that will really bring about real results. And so don't be like that man that keeps picking them up again. Don't pick up any of it. But let's give it to Jesus. As we sing that song, think about one of your burdens or all of your burdens. And say, Lord, I'm going to give them to you right now. And then praise him. And every time the devil reminds you of it, just say, that's not my problem. That's the Lord's concern. I remember one time Brother Gardner told me that I had a burden. And I kept taking it up. I took it up in prayer. When I would go to pray, I would tell the Lord all about my problem. By the time I was done praying, I was more depressed than when I started. And he told me, he said, Kenny, you've prayed enough about that thing. Now give it to the Lord, and every time you're reminded of it, say, I gave that to Jesus, and say, Lord, I believe you're taking care of it, and just praise him. You know, there's a time you need to do that. And maybe it's your time. So let's sing that chorus again, and then let's praise him. Let's be free tonight in his presence. That's what I love about these meetings. That as the Lord leads us, we can all participate. And, of course, we want to be brief, and we want to be loud enough that people can hear us. Some people get upset with me because they say, you don't talk loud enough, I can't hear you. Other people, they appreciate that about me. But, you know, I have a microphone here, and you don't, so you have to speak even louder than I do. But let God use you. If God tugs upon your heart, let God use you. Praise God. Because it's not your meeting, it's his meeting. He's directing, and so we want to let him direct. Now, we're going to sing that chorus again yet, and we're going to cast all our burdens upon the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Are too heavy to cast. But we read in the Psalms, it says, roll your burden upon the Lord. Sometimes it's easier to just roll it. And then sometimes you just have to let Jesus come and take your burden. Lord, it's too heavy. But Jesus is very near. And you'll find, if we acknowledge Him, that He'll lift your burden. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we believe that we're all here by your appointment. We think that we scheduled this time together. But Lord, we know you had very much to do with that because we pray so often, Lord, bring the people here that you want here and bring them here when you want them here. And so, Lord, we thank you for arranging this coincidence for us, that we can be together like this. And Lord, we do think of those down in the village tonight and those in the cottage. And Lord, we know that you don't have to be too old to have burdens. We know that some of those children are greatly troubled about things in their home and in their lives. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that they can also come to know you as the great burden bearer, as their good shepherd who goes before them, who's with them. And so, Lord, we pray that you'll pour out your Spirit upon those children down in the village tonight. Bless our sister Mary. We know that she is very much looking to you, Lord, and depending upon others to pray with her and for her, that you might have your way and manifest yourself. And Lord, we all feel that responsibility and that privilege to pray with them. Bless these counselors and all those that are serving these young people down there in the village. We pray that you'll cause your word to come forth. We pray that the Spirit of God will move upon them. We pray, Lord, that you'll give them a response to your dealings with them. And Lord, we pray that you'll just pour out your grace into each and every one of their hearts. Oh God, let them break through to something very real and lasting. Bless the little ones in the cottage, Jesus. We include them in all that we've prayed and ask that you will minister to these little boys and girls, and that they will learn to love Jesus and know his love, and that they too will find him to be the best friend that they've ever known. Take him home with them and find that he makes all things new for them. God bless tonight, we pray. We're so thankful, Lord, for a place like this where you're so near to us and it's so easy to touch you, Lord. Help us to take advantage of it, Lord, and to honor you by opening our hearts to all that you want to do for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, it's so important to take advantage of your time at camp. There may come a time when you can't get up to Pilgrim Camp, as you do. It's hard to believe. Some of you have been coming regularly, year after year. And some of you stay most of the summer. But you know, then there are changes that come into our lives, and then you can't get up to camp for years sometimes. I found that in my own life for a little while. I couldn't get up to camp. We had to stay home and take care of the church while others went to camp. Now the Lord has arranged that I can be here more than I have in the past, and that's a great blessing. But, you know, I talk to people, and they say, oh, I haven't been to camp for a few years. I wanted to come, and I couldn't come. Well, your Christian life doesn't depend upon Pilgrim Camp, I know. But, you know, there's something very precious of the Lord's working here in this place. And that's why you keep coming back, because we find it's easy to touch the Lord here. And while you're here, you ought to take advantage of that. You know, when you have extra time, wouldn't hurt to get alone for a little while and get into the prayer room and just wait upon the Lord. You can see your friends during the day and spend time with them, but it'll do you good to just give a little extra time to Jesus each opportunity that he gives you to do that. You know, you'll go back home, your friends will go their way, you'll go your way. But what God does in your life will stay with you. And so we ought to value that above everything. And so I just encourage you, and I encourage myself too. There's so many nice people to talk to and get to know here, and that can eat up a lot of your time. And certainly much of our time should be enjoying fellowship with one another. That's also one of the wonderful things about camp, getting reacquainted, getting to meet family members, of friends, and so on. But we want to remember that our goal here is to meet the Lord and to give him time to work in our life. And the more you give yourself to Jesus, the more he'll give himself to you. There's just something about that. And so the Lord will show you what he expects of you. And if he tugs upon your heart or he reminds you, you know, you've got a few moments to slip away and wait upon the Lord a little bit, then pay attention to that and respond. And you'll see that when you go home from camp, you won't be disappointed. But Jesus will have met you, and you'll be so glad that you gave him the opportunity to do so. Now we should sing number 188 in our hymn books. Come unto me. That, of course, comes from Matthew 11:28. All ye that are weary and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Praise God. Number 188. Dad told me the story of a missionary that came to their church, and he had labored on the mission field for a number of years, he and his wife, and saw no results at all, and he was getting discouraged, and he was embarrassed. He'd go home, give a missionary report, couldn't say anybody was saved, couldn't give any glowing reports of some wonderful things that God had done. It was a hard field. And he was faithful, he and his wife, but but he didn't see, wasn't really reaping any harvest. And he told his wife, he said, I can't take this anymore. We've been here a long time, and I would need to go home. I don't have anything left anymore. And he was so burdened. And so he said, I'm going to spend some time with the Lord and get some direction and see how to go about this. And he said that while he was in that room, that Jesus came into the room. And the Lord came over to him, and he hugged him. And Jesus said, didn't I tell you, just trust me? And he said, that embrace of Jesus was just what he needed. You know, sometimes we're burdened because we need a good embrace. We haven't had one for a long time. You need to get close to Jesus and let him just embrace you. And tell you, just trust me. Don't worry about the results. Don't worry about this or that. Just trust me. I'm with you. And it brought such a refreshing into his soul that he decided to stay, to just keep on laboring for the Master. And, you know, it wasn't too long before something broke through and the Lord began to show forth his glory. You know, sometimes we need that. Maybe you need that tonight. You know, we talk about our burdens, and we've been doing that a lot tonight. I hope we're talking more about the Lord than our burdens. But, you know, sometimes all we need is just to really open our hearts to the Lord and let the presence of Jesus fill us. I like in the... it's in the book of Acts, I know that. Oh, yes, it's when Peter went to the house of Cornelius. It says that as Peter was speaking the word of God to Cornelius and his household, in Acts chapter 10, it says the Holy Spirit fell upon them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And one time I was doing a study on the infilling of the Holy Spirit, and I had one of these dictionaries that tells you what the Greek word is. Sometimes that helps and sometimes it doesn't. But this time, it said that that word can be translated two ways. A violent seizing. I thought, wow, I can picture that, Peter, preaching to the household of Cornelius, and then suddenly there's a violent seizing of the Holy Ghost that grips everybody. And they began to speak in tongues and so on. But you know, the other translation was also very interesting. A gentle embrace. And I thought, you know, sometimes the Holy Spirit falls upon us in a very gentle embrace. And that's just as powerful as a violent seizing. And he knows what we need. He knows when we need to be shaken up. And he knows when he just needs to wrap his arms around us. I don't know how the Lord's going to come to you while you're here at camp or even here in this meeting tonight. But Jesus knows what you need. Praise God. And just trust him. Trust him. Maybe you'll go back home and some things haven't changed. But something in you changed. And you know that he's with you. And that he'll take good care of you. Praise God. So now let's sing that last verse, number 188. Have you by the taste of the Lord as a sense of grace, all this works for me, Christ is sanctified, if you take a fast, with the Holy Spirit, he will give you rest, I will give you rest. God. Let's pray for Johnny Andriok. He's not well. He has a fever. Chills. Praise God, our brother. Tom, Sister Mary's son, let's pray right now that God will touch him. Praise God. I was just telling Lily last night, and we were talking, and I said, I remember the time at Pilgrim Camp when I was head counselor, and I got a fever, and I had the chills, and I was lying there in the bed after meeting, somehow gotten through a meeting, and as I was lying there in bed, suddenly the chills left me. Everything left me, and I was immediately well. I said, you know, that's one of the times that the Lord touched me in such a definite way like that, and there was just an immediate change. And then Lily told me about a time in her life at Pilgrim Camp when God met her immediately. She had a stomach virus, and they were looking to the Lord, and after meeting, it was gone completely, and no reoccurrence of it. And so I just say that to encourage our faith as we pray for John, that God will make him to know the touch of God. Let someone lead out in prayer that we can join with. Praise God. Oh, we look right to you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Meet him, Lord. Meet him, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Sprinkle him with your precious blood, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Dear God, I thank you so much for the Andriok family, Lord, for all they sacrificed to be here and serve you and serve others, Lord, all year round. And God, you see that the Andriok son, John, is now sick with a fever and chills. And God, we know that you care about him and you're his Savior and his great physician, Lord, and his burden bearer. And dear God, I just pray that you would come to him this evening and touch him, Lord. And heal him in a miraculous way. For any way that you can fit, God, it's all up to you. But we know that you would love for him to be well. And we just pray that you would.
Yes, Lord. Yes. Agree together in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Under the blood, the precious blood, under the cleansing, healing flood, keep him. Praise God.